people doing either for own member of parliament, Adam Gomez. So what basically steps are the presentation? It looks at 2008-09 going forward. The achievement in the past financial year, we don't want to miss the lead. Our minister is presenting a budget vote on the 21st of May, and some of the areas will be attended to. The presentation basically was limited to this financial year, what we plan to do. And then the support of the our strategic plan is premised on the State of the Nation address by the President, and our attempt to respond to our achievements of government. The presentation will expose the committee on the department's role in terms of rolling out the APEC project. There are five of them. The high-level government policy issues relating to intervention towards transformation of the sectors falling under the Department of Responsibility, particularly in the construction and property sector. The high-level discussion of the Department program in general and the body of this presentation will cover it. First in line is the branch called Policy, Strategic Management Unit, and the monitoring and evaluation, and the objective of that unit is to provide that strategic leadership for the sustainable growth or our contribution to our sustainable growth of the country, development, transformation of the property of the country. The key performance areas, the leadership indicated area, to also regulate the construction of property industry, to promote best practice in terms of the AMA, which also serves to produce policy, which is now an act, to contribute towards the national public works program and other government program of action, as a sort of monitor from time to time in the cabinet process and other cabinet structures. Undertake a series of research to determine points of policy intervention to promote growth, development, transformation, and largely our own in terms of the creation of job opportunities. The transformation of the property industry is a contribution to the transformation of the property sector. We're going to establish the property incubator model to create an enabling environment to promote sustainable emerging enterprises in all property activities of the department, largely to address this issue of exclusion on those members of society who ideally have those skills but cannot be accommodated in the infrastructural development in public change. Emerging enterprises in terms of our own criteria selected through a pre-approved criteria to be in the incubator program for a limited number of years. Work opportunities to be provided through the selected procurement process as well as supply side support such as access to finance, training, mentorship, enterprise development, an exposure to the practical side, and we launched sometime last week the Hopstart target to start taking into account what is captured as our baseline feedback. And these properties activities include facilities management, roof closures, and leasing and sponsors. Quick wins to be identified, obviously, in terms of the lease component, the property services such as cleaning, gardening services with a specific focus to promote women and youth enterprises, obviously ensuring exposure to job opportunities and job security and for quality type of products to be delivered. Disposal of underutilized buildings as part of our exit project and the small cities of in the residential property. Release of land for land reform and the local housing. Obviously, in trying to implement these policies and strategies, the partners will target high levels of participation of emerging enterprises and individuals in these areas to get close to cabinet targets of achieving 85%. Together with provincial departments of public works, that the National Contractor Development Program, also supported by CIDP, is being rolled out. Targeting emerging enterprises at levels of the CIDP register from grade 2 upwards, purely because grade 1 is the one of registration where you find anybody else, but sometimes you only can tap into it, particularly if it's grade 2 upwards. Strategic cooperation to be established with different public and private entities. Department will also roll out the implementation of this skills development strategy, focusing particularly on the improvement of the in regulating the property and construction industry, we also recognize the development in the property, the construction industry. The department will conduct extensive reviews in this very financial year in the following policies and white papers, that's especially the one of 1997, public rights, construction industry. Legislation establishing the state enterprises reporting to public rights, with view of the Appropriation Act, which has exhausted its part with us as a department that is now in Parliament, going through its committees, and we will soon be hearing from our portfolio committee on housing, I think from the 19th of May. The CVE and professional councils legislation is underway, which has gone through the consultative process of the policy document itself. And then conduct research on the following different pieces of legislation, administrative different spheres of government that impact on property development and promotion of integrated development. Different legislation administered in different spheres of government that regulate, particularly the construction industry. Appropriate action to be taken by us as a department, depending on the outcome of that which has been followed. The best practice and informing in state immovable asset management in driving the implementation of the IAMA, which is now in there. Throughout the National Infrastructure Department, the department will do the following: finalize development and publicize comprehensive guidelines on the IAMA for users and custodians, deadline dates, and all of that has been stipulated and then initiated by the department. Assist provincial custodians to ensure state of readiness for implementation by ensuring that, one, the asset registers are updated to meet the NT requirements. The chair will recall that last year we got a qualified audit on the basis of some of the way we reported on some of our assets. Testing of state land, adequate capacity is developed to implement the development of uniform policies for property and asset management. The department will also conduct research to assess current government initiatives that contributed to principles of the National Public Works Program, with recommendations on appropriate intervention. And at least this year, we hope, just for this branch, not the department, because there are a number of intents also in the department. Unfortunately, I don't have the figure, because appointments are being done, especially in the month of April. But just for this unit, we have about 10. The Research Coordinating Committee will also be established, comprising all relevant units of the department to establish the research agenda and coordinate all research. From time to time, we are reminded that the research that we undertake is sometimes misfocused, and we wanted to make sure that the relevant parties are brought into this sort of arena. based on these, a series of research will be undertaken to determine the areas of intervention by the department, people to be consulted, and the type of data to be sourced out of those consultations. Releasing of publications on critical economic information about the state of the industry. The part of one of also the core business of the department is the Standard Public Voice Program to contribute towards the eradication of poverty through creation of work opportunities, either temporary or permanent or otherwise, income generation, skills development, equity opportunities, where possible, but from the department side, hopefully always more than 50% of opportunities created in terms of training. The key performance areas, Chair, with your permission, I would like to touch on the headings on top. It's readable, it can be read. It's just the first one, focuses on enhancing the program's internal capacity and performance. Is it looking at the needs out there? Is it able to perform the reporting adequately and all? Second one is enhancing delivery of the program itself, at municipal level, provincial level, at national level. But in principle, whether it is separate, independent of one sphere to another, or even integrated. The third focus area is expanding and improving beneficiary health positions. We train people, and at the end of the program, we'd like them to be health positions if they cannot be absorbed into the formal reserve. Developing a long-term strategy of the EPRP. Most people see it as a temporary measure by government, but we believe it can be a long-term. Now, to enhance the internal EPWP capacity, obviously the outcomes are presented there for the quality to see, and the outputs are quite clear, really. Support provided to achieve the required capacity, the integrated management process established and maintained, and also the second one of the public profile, the outcome that in terms of the positive direction of the program, the compliance issue, communication at all levels, the campaigns that we participate in, constructive critical debate around it. Is it key? Is it something that we can change and chop and do all that, or do we maintain the status quo? Beneficiary awareness and general information dissemination. The reporting and verification basically looks at the development and implementation of the web-based EPWC MIS program, the effective utilization thereof, and ongoing verification. The performance evaluation and action plan to improve qualitative performance. The branch itself, as the chief director, is just on monitoring and evaluation. Even the department itself relies on the information that comes out of that. And that information will help us to ensure that the review will be carried out correctly and the evaluation to adjust the evaluation framework and specific areas will be targeted. An analysis report produced on cost benefit of the labor intensive approaches and whether or not what is the contribution thereof to the economy, social sector, development, and so forth. The municipal EPWP delivery capacity, the infrastructure, technical support provided to 180 prioritized municipalities, support provided to 35 schools in addition to the state, excellence recognized and rewarded. The central leadership cooperatives are developed, the social technical support, the medical network, large infrastructure projects implemented, and this is the core phase of delivery, and how to practice. And at provincial level, again, there is the ECD program, early childhood development, the home community-based care program, the technical support, and large infrastructure projects, technical support in terms of access roads, especially with the Department of Transport, the multimedia program, the identification of accommodation and social sector facilities, support provided to provinces in terms of NIS, the new venture energy cooperative, excellence recognized, and so forth. And from time to time, all of these outputs are monitored through our regular index, which is health monitoring program. The National Department of Public Works, the capital and building maintenance project that we implemented, the National Youth Service involved in DPW, building activities, those affect that finer details with regards to all of this, and how those outputs are implemented. I know we have to do social sector facilities accommodated in unused money. We are expanding and improving beneficiary health efficiency, what we do with the Department of Labor in terms of accessing correct beneficiary training and how that is streamlined. Prior training and the prioritization thereof. CETA processes which are key. Training content has adjusted in terms of environmental needs. Training provider capacity continuously enhanced to ensure that we capacity of the public bodies to manage the facility. The exit strategy says, so concern most members of parliament, the specific exit plans. Is it working? Are people absorbed in the formal sector? Can they go and start their own businesses, either related or unrelated to the training program, but obviously having a need. Then we have developed a secure agreement for long-term strategy. We hope to finalize the midterm review and our deadline is June, July. Complete strategic review, formulate content support, and formulate detailed report. Just on the midterm review part of it is that our call is on 1 million jobs created by 31 March 2008. By September 2007, we were sitting at 854,000. 3 months later, it jumped by 100,000 to 954,000 by 31 December 2008. If you look at what we achieved in those 3 months and the fact that we have not finalized the figures for the reporting period ending 31 March, we are going to achieve a target that was set for 5 years by the end of the 14th. And there will be overperformance in that regard. And at an IMC meeting 3 weeks ago, there will be review all those things to say, can we make it a bigger bite and what are the budgetary implications? The identification of new areas will be formed by the very same mission the asset management, in terms of the objectives thereof, the unit's specific purpose to ensure that all our movable assets owned or utilized for delivering various government services means functional, economic, investment, social benefits to the state for improved services. And what do they do? For the period 2008-2009, we will provide efficient and effective asset management for conventional or otherwise methods will be used, implementing YAMA contribution to poverty alleviation and job creation, improving service delivery compliance, corporate government requirements, promoting the issues, supporting the PWC, participating in correctly in areas of asset. And obviously implementing the turnaround strategy linked to the portfolio. NIMS, cabinet approved it previously, now being implemented in heading in the task team of the department. And to that end, the department has been tasked with the leading of this, with the leading aspect of the implementation of the program to deliver the strategy. Implementation of the strategy requires significant coordination within government and obviously parliament, because there are some issues here as well, in order to ensure that all the organs of state plan effectively for and implement the maintenance of the infrastructure. Infrastructure in the form of public buildings, roads, water, sewer systems, electricity, and other things to support quality of life and the foundation of the economy. This is going to be formally launched on the 21st of May 2008, somewhere between 11 and 2 o'clock. It will be an hour before the minister goes to present our budget vote. And we're working on logistics and the committee will be doing it. The asset management plans and the AMA implementation are assessed in relation with their performance, suitability conditions, and effect of the condition on service delivery facility. Assets are decommissioned in line with assessment recommendations and not just immediately. Asset management has completed the first set of the UIs and embarked on the second phase. and the guidelines on the camps will be completed before the 30th of July 2008, and the actual camp will be in place during this very financial year. I'm using acronyms because it has been explained as custodian movable asset management in the presentation. Government has also an obligation, Chair, to ensure that all government owned buildings are accessible to persons with disabilities. 63 million has been set aside and to be prioritized from the maintenance budget. And this has since been resolved that the operations branch and not the branch did the business processing will be the implementation. The old buildings will have to be prioritized from respective plan departments, and those will be linked to a correct costing model qualifying the capital budget assigned for such purposes. Another APEX project is the rehabilitation of unutilized state buildings, a concern for government, a concern for committees of parliament and parliament itself in terms of whether or not we do something about dilapidated buildings, vandalized buildings, buildings that are there unused and can be vandalized. And there is a dedicated effort now by the department with complete rollout this year amounting to 233 million. However, from our own coffers, we'll only be able to draw 90 million from the trading account. The priority will be given to properties that are strategically located. Properties which current use thereof is understood, and or we can recommend alternative use once it has been. Chair, as the owner of state assets, we are also obligated to participate and indicate our role in energy efficiency. And in terms of the energy code, the Energy Code of Conduct will in essence stand as a commitment between the Department of Conduct and its user to support specific objectives of the National Energy Efficiency Strategy as far as they relate to the buildings and facilities which are used by Public Works itself, as well as those that are under its custodianship and used by client departments. Hence, in January this year, the National Electricity Response Team, comprising relevant national departments led by DME/DPE/DPW, metropolitan municipalities, and their agencies, have come obviously there in terms of their technical capacity and relevant regulatory bodies in order to align themselves with goals set for improving energy efficiency and conserving power. There is a template indicating what department, which department should do what and by when. And to this end, the Department of Public Works has established short, medium, and long-term interventions to be implemented with clear deadlines and responsibility codes. The prioritization of capital and maintenance. The department annually embarks on prioritization of maintenance and capital budgets with a view to compile an annual implementation program. The department is currently developing policy and strategy for maintenance to facilitate development of maintenance planning for every fiscal year. Summarized below is a short-term prioritization criteria. Statutory compliance is the occupational health and safety standards, the PFMA, other land, environmental and safety legislation, security measures, the prevention of escapes, and safekeeping of the firearms that you want to take away from those people who cannot use them properly. MTF prioritization has added criteria, namely PWP, Project Consolidators, ESA, and APEX. Our responsibility in terms of Border Control Operational Coordination Committee is what we do for certain border areas, the rail, ports of entry, sea, air, or land. On behalf of numerous departments, and the way we operate with SATS, FARS, Home Affairs, Agriculture, Health, MIA, Finance, etc. The department has also been mandated to chair this process. The budget allocation for this financial year amounts to almost $500 million, extending at $478 million. The 2010 infrastructure projects include in Bogo, Port of Entry, Redevelopment, Mozambique and South Africa, Colela Port of Entry, Redevelopment RSA, and Port of Entry, Redevelopment RSA, and Botswana. The asset register enhancement. Last year, we asked by this committee in terms of how far we are with that. We said we are doing this identification of no less than 130,000 properties. our explanation then was trying to convince the committee that we cannot fully correct an aspect register on the basis of the desktop or what appears on the computer. There needs to be people going out and verifying each and every aspect under our supervision. And the information deduced from that type of exercise will then feed into the enhancement or the improvement of the asset register. Two parastatals are doing work for us to verify those. They are 100% owned by government. Phases 1 and 2 entail collection, research, and verification of property information, continuous identification of assets yet to be accounted for. And all of this information, there will be a first report towards the end of the first quarter. Condition services in terms of how the state of each property is, that would establish the status quo for each building and facility has to be, as well as those buildings that are found. In most instances, Chair, we are told that, or we believe, it's 180,000 properties. It's not correct. We're supposed to be on the dot. We're supposed to say we have 155,000 properties. And that exercise will either tell us it's less or it's more, but at the end of it, we will know for sure. Just, I don't think any of us seated here can say, I am not sure that I have a house, and yet you come out of that house. In public works, we are obligated to know each and every asset under our own custodianship. Funds and manpower are being procured for investment to effect the required improvement, and the completion date for this exercise is 31 March 2009. With regular reporting to this committee on either a quarterly or 6 monthly basis. We are obligated to conduct evaluations in terms of our portfolio analysis and on investment criteria. And obviously we are setting affordable systems for property valuations that comply with the accounting standard for any other prescriptive mechanism that we're supposed to follow in qualifying our trading account and balance. Valuation standards and methodology, which encompasses pre-evaluation templates, depreciated replacement cost, income capitalization, and comparative sales model. This unit is on track with completion of all residential portfolio and 30% remaining assets. For this financial year, this is being done in-house as the budget allocation kicks off only in the financial year 2009/10 with 30 million exercise costs. The planned value proposition signed 90% of MOUs with respective client departments. However, we insist on signing service level agreements because then there's a commitment on both parties instead of just an understanding. And they will be constructed after finalization of the SLA, where the service delivery standards will be articulated and other products and services that the department offers will be clearly defined. It has to be noted, however, that the capacity within the key account management unit will need to be enhanced in order to handle the sophisticated expectation of the blind value proposition. Chair, the budget allocation for this financial year stands at 4.1 billion. I'm not going to bore you about what happened last year, but then each of the programs are really marked in terms of what you don't have. There is IDT in terms of the parastatals because they operate on a grant of 2 billion given to them by government 10 years ago. And they use it to capitalize their own money. The part on the other departments is there, slightly amended in terms of figures, other figures, but it's almost confined in terms of that. What I will do, Chair, is just to, for 5 minutes, I'm on the dot in terms of my time before I go in terms of, there's a circular, I'm not so sure whether it's in the presentation in terms of the way we look in terms of capacity of the department, still age composition and all of that. The fourth page of document, just an indication in terms of where we stand in terms of capacity of the department. I'm going to ask and it's just a template. Members are free to ask. I mean, if you look at it, it tells the vacancy rate, the age composition, and the representativity in terms of gender. Yes, that's what. It's just a template for 4 pages. So it's taken out of our HR plan which is still being generated for minister approval at the data that is there, is the data that we don't have. Key in terms of that report is that last year when we presented, we said there were 932 vacancies, and we had advertised to see all of those. We went through all of them, but we still have a vacancy rate of 749 because 183 of the people who appointed last year are from outside, and the other 749 are people who were promoted inside. So every time you promote a deputy director, you create a vacancy. However, in all instances where there are funds available for a position and a person vacated, we immediately advertise. So as not to, and again, there's a directive from cabinet, but all positions of director upwards, SMS positions, must be all filled for all departments by the 30th of June. And I invite you on that exercise. Chair, I'm just going to ask my CFO just to finish off with the three slides quickly. It won't take you more than 5 minutes to take you through the budget allocation summary. Tapelo Mutweni, the one with this.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you, Chairperson and members. the program that the Director General alluded to is part of the presentation, are supported by the budget that is displayed on the screen and also on on the handouts that have been issued. We have a budget structure of four programs. One administration, two is the provision of land and accommodation, the third one is National Public Works Program, and then the fourth one is of garden associated services. In the adjusted appropriation of the 2007-08 financial year, the department was allocated 3.7 billion rand, which grows in the first year of the MTEP, which is the current financial year, to 4.1 billion rand, 4.7 billion rand in the second year, and 5.1 billion rand in the last year of the MTEP expenditure framework. Over the MTEP period, the budget of the first program, which is administration, rises by an average of 9.2%, mainly as a result of the department's relocation costs, as well as additional allocation for accommodation costs. The second program over the MTEP period, the budget of the program rises by an average of 11% as a result of growth in the allocation for provincial professor rate, as well as asset management projects and of the augmentation of the property management trading entity. The third program, National Public Works Program, in that budget we see an average of 19.1% growth over the MTEP period, owing mainly to the sizable increases in the budget of the expanded public works program, which rises by 30%, by 30 million rand in the 2008-09 financial year, 50 in the middle year, and 80 million rand in the outer year of the MTEP period. In auxiliary services, as well as in auxiliary and associated services, we only see a modest increase of 5.9%, owing mainly to inflationary considerations. In terms of economic participation, we would like to draw the committee's attention to the fact that the biggest growth is in capital expenditure within the Department of Public Works over the MTEP period, which is in line with the broader government program of the intensification of infrastructure development. Analyzed by economic classification, the budget shows a growth of 11% for current payments, which are by and large mainly set aside for the running of the department, 9% for transfers and subsidies, and 14% for payments for capital assets. This is money that actually buys physical structure. The rise over the MTEP period is 14%. Major infrastructure allocations that we would like to highlight to the committee are that the following amounts have been allocated for both public works and the Border Control Operational Coordinating Committee, BCOCC, infrastructure budget over the MTEP period. These numbers include the numbers that the DG spoke about earlier, as well as the numbers that are contributed by other votes towards the running of the BCOCC. 1 billion rand in the first year, 1.2 billion rand in the middle year, and 1.3 billion rand is the outlay of the MFPO. The BCOCC funds are utilized to improve border post facilities, in part to facilitate preparation for the 2009 FIFA Confederations Cup, as well as the 2010 FIFA World Cup. A number of assets will also be acquired and or upgraded for the Rehabilitation project, which aims to keep national government head offices within the inner city of Pretoria. These assets include the HGDZ building, the old TPA building, which will be purchasing for the Department of Foreign Affairs, as well as Agrival building for the GCIS. Around the billion rand will also be spent on the upgrading and maintenance and improvement of immovable assets of the state over the coming interest. That is all from my side. Thank you, sir. Just conclude my concluding remarks as follows. There are a number of key intervention areas that will be sending for our new map on the 5th of May 2008. One is the disposal policy. You will recall that there was a moratorium just not to dispose of government properties because of the clear guidelines. That policy will serve the power movement from the people in 2008. Then there is also a document that will try and articulate on alternative rehabilitation programs of government properties. In other words, the way a private sector interest can be drawn, like a private individual saying, I've seen a building, it's been vacant for 5 years, government has not fixed it. I, as a private individual, will use my own funding, but all I ask are two things. One, either to identify office space for me, and you give me a lease contract with a particular department in a particular area, and if you cannot, for a specified timeline, allow me to conduct business on that building to ask you to. But in terms of the document, just trying to articulate that, because it may not be enough in terms of our own rehabilitation program to cater for all the documents. The expropriation bill is going to be in the parliamentary state, which is the portfolio committee that will be hearing. The CBE Act on professional, CBE Act on professional issue amendment has gone in the first stage of consultation for policy scenario. And you can also follow the same process in terms of that. So there's a time frame linked to that part. I'm not so sure whether there may be other issues yet, which we may not have attended to, but we will now take the best we can hope the committee supports on that process or recommend support by this committee for other.
No, thank you very much, Peter. There's only one thing I forgot to mention when we started the meeting. Parliament is we are faced with a very serious challenge in the period until July or August. There's a lot of pressure, of course. That's why we received an apology from members. All committees of parliament are faced with nothing less than 7 pieces of legislation. And in the MQP, it becomes wet in the sense that these pieces of legislation in the main affected in the seat, which then forces committees and members to go to their provinces, to leave their provinces, and public hearings, and all those sort of things. So we have received some apologies from members who will be briefing their provinces tomorrow. Others will be briefing their provinces Friday. But just for to put that on record, that the aspect of some members should be noted in that. Honourable members, there is a presentation by the department. Some very interesting issues, of course. I will then give it to you to engage with the presentation. Or do we move for the adoption?
I was gonna suggest adoption, but I thought it would be a bit premature.
See, I've been mind confused with the whole question of asset register and identification of state-owned property, be it land or building. Because every year we get to the Port on Public Works, and then sometime later we engage with Land Affairs and they come with their own reports. My question is, what is the interaction? Because there doesn't seem to be a synergism in gathering the information on how it's done. And I remember the one report we got that the state had in a certain area, I think it was in Morana, X amount of properties that they knew about. But at the end, they found a lot more that they didn't even know about. But not all of them have been registered back into the state as property, because somebody has started using it and claimed ownership. How far down the line are we for these two processes to meet each other to know exactly what we've got? And that, I think, is a major thing that I'd like more information.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, is quite interesting. Yeah, you know, when on page 8, I think it's the second slot there. That is the key performance area. Yes, Professor. Of the presentation. Chairperson, I am looking more particularly on the promoting of BEE and contributing to the transformation of the construction and property industry. Chairperson, I want to make a specific reference of the BEE by for construction of property. I know of many, many buildings, more especially on police, as well as on justice, that is caught. I haven't seen anything kicking off the ground. Let me make a specific example. There is a contract which is given to BEE to build a police station in Togoza. It's like a white elephant, though it's not white. It's not kicking off the ground. I've been there asking, when are we having this thing running? Now that the money is, I don't know what happened to the money. Is the public work monitoring these BEE when, or the intention when there's a building need to be constructed, they give out to the BEE, and that's the end of it. How do they monitor to have this? I would also cite an example. There was a contract given to public work to build a large complex in between Zonke River and Pambridge. That project is not kicking off the ground, despite the fact that the members of the public works came to me and said, no, we've got the land, it's in the pipeline. You know, so these pipelines, I don't know how big they are and how, for what form can they take for statement that has always been related to us. That is the one that I'm raising concern, that I'm now quoting specifics. Probably the presenter might not know, but it is there, the structure is there, and I would like to know what is happening. My second question is slightly related also to what Mr. Watson has actually raised. It's on page 11. I'm looking also on the unit has embarked on condition audit of the state-owned property. I think it would be now for the second time. I think the first thing that we have asked the public was, can you give us the asset register? Can we know what land has been properties of the government, the municipalities, provincial? That register, it's not forthcoming. Now, I don't know whether this is also just a formality that it's towards the end of the year. We are now embarked on these projects. How long would we see these things up and running? Those are my concerns. You know, you always get these. Any report that comes to us, people are engaged on it. Next year they'll come again. We are engaged on it. If probably you can get double clarity on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, yesterday we had some briefing, and the Honorable was asking this question just because we wanted to check also. I wanted to check also just because in that briefing they were saying that they've got the state land and whatever, even the land which is belong to public works, and they gave us a big figure saying that they even overlapped to other departments. If they can talk to land affairs yesterday, so I'm sure if they've done that good work, they must transfer that even to this committee of ours. Also, I don't have anything to say, just because this department, maybe they do have listening skills. What we've inquired last time about the presentation and the information, that's what I'm seeing in front of me, and I'm sure I don't want to speak for other departments which they were with us, but I'm commending you that what we've asked that we want. So now we cannot ask how many projects were, how many ABC, except that in this table that I'm having the current status of HR within the Department of Public Works, I'm having a problem in your last page, number 13, the table number 4, vacancies per region per salary level as March 2008. I'm having an interest. I'm from one of the biggest regions called OAS Tambo region. Exactly. I've seen that Mthatha. I've seen 4349663. I don't know what does that mean. For what? I think that number, if somebody can tell me, when I was looking at the salary level, I don't know what does that mean. In order that maybe when I'm going back to my constituents, I'll check with my regional director there, is this Zaman, but what is it? What is the problem that they don't have ABC? So I'm saying, except that in this table, I cannot reflect when I'm going back. Chairperson, yesterday with some other departments, we had problem that their budget, they were appealing that we must assist them. Their budget programs, they've been getting decreases. You know, when I was listening, program number 1, your increase is 40 million. Program number 2, you had 2.9 billion, but now you have been given 3.2. Your program number 3, 232.7 million increase, 43.3. Program number 4, 24.4 million increase to 25.9 million. I don't know what have you done. Maybe it's an excellent job that you even. I don't. No, we know. In some areas, I'm assuming this, that do this, that through maybe they are doing things
that we do not know.
That I know. That I was commending them even with their presentation was things that they've done, and I'm saying I don't know what you want us to say. You don't even want us to say, please motivate for us that our budget must be increased. In all programs, we have given more billions or more millions. We are hoping that you use that money accordingly. Comrade Police,
yourself and Chairperson and myself and the DG, we must try and ask you, DG, you commonly say that my Eastern Cape must do what we have done, the National Department, that is, there must no money that just not used. You know what I'm saying, COVID Commission. It's not nice. So I don't have much questions with this department. I'm hoping that you will do more than you have done. If we will, maybe we will not be around. Please, that we are going for election, we are rushing. We are preparing for some of us not coming back. But I'm hoping that these vacancies that we have just filled, they must stay in the department, even with this leadership in front of us and all of that. We must continue to do the good job that I'm thinking. It's not 100%, but we are trying to get there. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. I think Honorable Zulani have said a mouthful concerning the department, but on the four pages is saying that the department is very young. Maybe that's the reason for some of their slides being not visible for some of us who are old. We're getting blind and we're getting old and we can't see properly. I would say that sometimes when you do this, you take into consideration the fact that we are getting old. We can't see properly. But, Jefferson, I just would like to find out. You know, there are provinces that are very rural, and there are schools that have been built by communities a long time ago. And I think the department must try and tell us something, what is it that is being done for those schools. And there are areas where they still have mud schools and they are falling. And there is a danger there of learners being injured. The second thing is EPWP. At the beginning, when this program started, it was very impressive. You'd be very proud to say that, no, at least we are getting somewhere. But I've realized now that the standard seems to be dropping. You find a road that has been constructed a few months ago, and when it rains, then it becomes something else. I mean, it looks like a road that has been constructed 100 years ago. The standard seems to be dropping. I don't know what the reason is, but that's something that I've observed. And thirdly, I'd like to get the department to give us the internship that they are having. How is it standing per province? And I'm coming from Limpopo, and I would like to establish if nationally we are represented when it comes to internship, because that's one of the poorest problems, I think, in the country. And then lastly, government property. There's a lot that is being said about it, but I don't hear much about identifying missing properties. There are properties that are missing, and I think since 1994, it has been said that there are people who grabbed properties. And I'm not sure if now we have dealt with all the government properties, we have identified them, and what is the position, what is it that we are doing concerning those properties. Thank you, Sir President.
No, thank you very much, Honourable Members. I must say you have
really assisted. But I was afraid of being accused. See, the problem of being a terrorist, especially in this nation, is that once you pass positive remarks, when you go into the test, then people will start questioning.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to be very careful. But thank you very much for the comment. Probably, TG, let me just before you respond to some of the issues, of course, your HOD. You are a very important thing, for which you have been very consistent in life. The feeling of course of senior management post and the gender balance of this. I can see in your report there's 39.75% African females in senior management post. But what we have before us here is a delegation from the department. It's a totally different probably at a practical level the DG will be able to share some ideas, maybe others could not make it to this meeting, or I don't know, we will then be able to make sure. The second issue, Chief, I think it's more of a strategic nature, more than any other. You see, having gone to Congress with the program of taking parliamentary representatives, there's a special program dedicated to EPWP and your creation. And that's exactly where we seem to be picking up some sense of confusion or lack of understanding by problems, especially when it comes to them understanding what National Youth Service is, or what it is supposed to do, or what it is supposed to do. And the EPWP program. There seem to be a when they introduce you to a program, they will say this is an EPWP program, but when you look at the actual issues that are taking place in terms of your recruitment, the training, and all those things that need to come out of the National Youth Service, that is the National Youth Service, it's not necessarily EPWP. And these are things also happen. Recently, it happened in the Northwest, when we visited the Northwest in Portugal, there was that continuum. Maybe it's an area that we need to improve on at a national level, to create some sense of further understanding to avoid this confusion of the National Youth Service Program and the EFWP program. The link to this one of the National Youth Service Program, we have also noticed that in most provinces, the young people that have been drawn into or recruited into the program, they don't last. They don't go beyond 6 months. And when we inquire, in the main, we find that, especially when it comes to this, these young people always drop off at the point of deployment site. They would do the 6 months theoretical work and all these sorts of things, but when it comes to actual deployment now, to size of construction and all that, there's a massive drop. And I think it is important that the department must just try and investigate what could be the problem in young people not staying throughout the program and benefiting even further in terms of the intentions or the objectives of the program. The issue that I find very interesting, DJ, is this one you have on I think members have also raised it. And maybe you unwittingly avoided to address that issue. This linkage one, the Justice Department, Land Affairs has got its own access register, Department of whatever, that's got their own access register. But when you look at what the Department of Public Works is supposed to have, we are still working on it. I think this is a question of maybe coordination at the level of interdepartmental relations and so forth in order for us to bring this thing together. The rehabilitation of unused buildings. This is maybe part of my own mind. The Department of Health has got a program hospitals and rehabilitation program and construction of clinics and so forth. What is the relationship between what the department is doing, the health department, and what the Department of Public Works is doing in terms of rehabilitation of state unused or underutilized state resources? If it can be provided with some talent, like I said, maybe out of my own knowledge of the Department of Health and what kind of thing.
There's something that I forgot to ask the department. There was a situation in Limpopo where the officials, when they wanted to get rid of government property, they undervalued the property to an extent that most of the properties, it was said, it was alleged that they are the ones that benefited because they bought all those properties because they undervalued them. But the most important thing is that they never even advertised to let the public know that those properties were for sale. So most of the properties were bought by the civil servants and senior civil servants in Limpopo because they had an advantage of knowing exactly where the properties were. These are allegations that even went to the media. It was widely said on the media that they are benefiting out of this. So I would like to know whether that thing has been corrected or is it still something that is continuing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'll have advice on some of the questions. Members of the management team will address. Chair, the first question that you chair, please. An asset register is updated on the basis of information that relates to a property that is out there. 130,000 properties will be physically verified. It's not going to happen in 2 months, in 6 months, it will take time. And perhaps we need to indicate what happens. A team of officials will go, and because it's linked to some kind of empowerment in the neighborhood where that property is located, they will identify property and they will look at the status of that property, its condition. And they will make their own assumption in terms of what would be the cost, its status and everything. And they will also go inside that property to consult with the occupant of the property to get details from that occupant as to how it came about to occupy that property. Now, if on an average it would take about 45 minutes just to finish one property, I'm sure you can do the mathematics. It's not something that honorable member. And I wanted to explain something as well. The physical verification aspect on public works property was only put in motion officially at the beginning of this year. Around January, February, because they were still finalizing the SLA with the parastatal that will be doing the work and all of that. So that's why that there were those delays. What has been done in the past was to look at the property in terms of what is on the system, the data. We do have that, the description of the property and whatnot. But in most instances, when you go out and you mirror the information on the PC,
with the property. The two do not talk to each other. And that is why we go in the physical meeting. And there we will ask for the indulgence of the committee that to have an escort chair with your house. You know the number of lights you need in the room, the number of doors you need to do whatnot. Now you can do a multiplication on government assets, estimated at around. And clearly the whole exercise will either confirm the figure or will also single out properties that were never recorded before or that were over recorded. That too can be done in terms of that. Now what Land Affairs did, Land Affairs has 24 million hectares of land assigned to it in terms of the constitution, part of which are linked to the Bantu stand properties and so forth, for land reform, for restitution, for whatnot. They do not have the mandate to look at any other stakeholder assets. So there's that differentiation that must be done. So when they went out and embarked on an exercise, they embarked on an exercise that relates to properties under their mandate. Public Works is doing the same, but in doing that as well, there will be duplication, there will be synergy. We have agreed, myself and my counterpart at Land Affairs, that there will come a stage where we will look at the data and see whether or not is there a link or no link. So I needed to explain that. The specific rep on the construction properties, the chief operating officer will respond to that one, and come back to it. The audit of own property and register is not forthcoming, I've just answered that. It's not to say we don't want to. We can, but we can give you what is here on the computer. And that can be quickly drawn, but it's not going to help. We take figure up on what they audited and see how that relates to public work satisfaction. That one, the vacancy per region, the salary level, over some level 12, if I'm not mistaken. 12 is director. There are 95 positions that are vacant under 12, and those are the positions I just explained now. And my apologies for not indicating right on top that one is the entry level, 16 is the director general, 15 is the deputy director general, and you go back, 14 is the chief director, and I think 13 is the level between director and chief director. And director, 18 director, sorry. It's actually 26. That must be true. So where you see 26, 2, 2, those positions must be filled, all of them, before in June. And the positions under there, you've got 12, 11, 10, I think up to 9, assistant director to deputy director. Those are the two. 9 and 10 is assistant director, 11 and 12 is deputy director. 8 is senior admin officer and so on. So you go back. That's how you structure. Now in Mthatha, you've got second level, 4 vacancies, 4. And then for the admin officer, level 6, you've got 4. Senior admin officer, you've got 9 that are vacant, and so on and so forth. So we might provide finer detail. And again, our apologies for the smaller point, because we wanted members to write up some notes in terms of that. Increasing the budget to the CFO, the acting CFO, rural provinces and schools built by communities are going, what is being done to rehabilitate those schools. We've got eradication of undesirable structures amounting to 2.8 billion for the next 3 years, the MTS cycle. We had a joint MINMEC with education. The testing was set. Certain technical issues were attended to. We're hoping to have another MINMEC this month to give them feedback in terms of the prioritization list of provincial departments, i.e. Department of Education and the Department of Public Works, in terms of which of those structures require urgent attention in terms of the problem. If we mathematically say it will cost about 6 million to fix a school, which is a dream, a school costs about in the region of 20 million.
the 2.8 million will only cover 450 schools out of an order of 8,500 schools. So we'll need far more than the 2.8 million, but there is that progress. All that we ask provinces to do in consultation with respective community members is to prioritize correctly. So there is that progress. And by the end of the quarter, the EPWP unit will be in a position to indicate what has been done in the first 3 months, that is April, May, June. The dropout rate, Bongani will share that with us, and then the retention per province, and also that one. Government property identification of missing properties is part of this verification. What the minister did when she presented a budget vote last year was to say, not only do we miss properties, but equally there are certain individuals who've been in occupation of certain properties, but neither the province nor our region nor municipality came forward to say our property. And this person has been saying that every time this person tries to either buy or improve the property, somebody at this office tells that person it's a government property. So that administrative call was beginning to say all such individuals must come forward and indicate to the minister their interest in terms of that property, whether they want to buy, they want to engage in that one part. Two is the verification process as well. We hope it will also be to identify missing properties, including properties that are overseas. The former government used to buy properties in New York, Portugal, and so forth, and especially to between 1991 and 1994 before the democratic election. That process we're working on is a broader one. We're still fine-tuning that one. I hope the members will not say we said it this time, but we're going to say it again. Senior positions at management level. There's a position called Deputy Director General of Corporate Service. It's a person who's supposed to head marketing, HR, security service, communication, you name it. It was advertised 3 times by the department. On the first 2 occasions, we did not have any female people qualifying. In fact, at one stage, they did not even apply. The third time we went out to go and do a recruitment, and last week, in fact not last week, on Wednesday and on Monday, we interviewed for the positions of DDG operations, DDG corporate affairs, and that recommendation will go to cabinet. And yes, cabinet did say we must be very sensitive in terms of that recommendation. We have Libya, from time to time she's not, it's very difficult for me to fire her. Because then I'll be in a serious problem. But it's quite representative. We have only the 3 DDGs. It's only 3 DDGs. And 1 DG. And a chief operating officer. So in terms of the figures in South Africa, it's a fair figure. For now. But we're hoping to address it. I'm not. I'm just trying to justify something. Other departments, I'm a matter of fact. The understanding of NRS, Bogani will explain. Rehabilitation of unused projects such as what we have been doing for now. There's a pilot project coming which Minister of Health wrote to Minister of Public Works to try and also, what happens is every time health rehabilitates its facilities, public works is involved. It's either provincial public works or whatever. But there is one as well. Unfortunately, this one is from my home town. So, which we will be doing this now. So, there's no.
It's not the.
It's not the. It's not the. It's separate. DG of Health and I are now engaging each other in terms of how to ensure that there is good interlinkages in terms of their rehabilitation program of clinics. But the physical aspect of it is. The design and all of that. It's also part of the devolved function in terms of what happened with SAPS and health. But we linked. It's health, everything. Every time, if we build a prison at public works, it's DCS, what? DCS project.
but we do the infrastructure and part of the planning and growth. Disposal of properties and undervaluing thereof, failure to advertise when senior civil servants benefited,
media page.
In other words, we will investigate. We'd like to have those facts. If it's properties that are under the custodianship of the National Department of Public Works, clearly it might be our region involved, we will find out. If it is the province, we'll also find out and what is the status. I would not want to dwell on things which to me is speculative at this stage. Unless there are certain reports. The corruption is everywhere from time to time. But if indeed it happened like this, it qualifies as that. Chair, those are the issues. The second one there.
I just wanted to add on what the AG has said about the properties that were sold. And indeed, it would be almost difficult for our department to do that, but I cannot say it did not happen. The process of disposal, we get the Land Affairs Board to do the valuation. It's an independent valuation, and an official in the department cannot do that. Where the properties are scattered throughout the country, we even get independent valuers. So in terms of the process, that should not be easy for a Department of Public Works official. And it's possible that the DGS said that it might even be a provincial process, but we can't roll that out. It's something that we must investigate. The second one I wanted to add on is on the issue of synergies between ourselves to add on what the DGS said. Synergies between ourselves and the Department of Land Affairs. In that process, as much as we are linking together, it would not be possible for a department, just to make an example of Land Affairs, for instance, to sell a property, dispose of a property of public works, because there's a provincial committee that is on every property that come up for disposal, whether it's ours or the Department of Land Affairs. There's a provincial committee that is to look at all those properties. And also the vesting is done through the Department of Land Affairs. Whoever wants to deal with the property at the deed office at the end of the day, that process must go through the Department of Land Affairs. I agree that the number of legislation, pieces of legislation that are seen at all tiers of government, that impact on property one way or the other. But during the course of this year, we'll be reviewing those pieces of legislation with the purpose, if necessary, of having one overarching property legislation, something like the PFLA, but the process that is underway.
Thanks, Chairperson. I just want to indicate that in terms of the provision of monitoring and evaluation of projects, in particular, this regard to water projects and the monitoring diseases, I'm not so certain as to whether we are equally involved in that one. Construction of maintenance of those. So we need to go back and investigate. There are instances whereby in certain areas, it appears that the actual building maintenance themselves out of their own free will. So you might find these are instances that are actually under the SAPS. If we can be given the opportunity to go and investigate and refer back to the committee right here to say what is the state of affairs there, and if there's any intervention required on our part, we'll certainly do that.
Chairperson, I may help. It's on page 64 on this book. The state has very deep. $5 million to $20 million. I know, Chairperson.
Chairperson, what the chief operating officer is saying is that if you look there, it says Bearsville. All right. And Tropoza Oya. Yes. What he's saying is that we're doing well in terms of police station.
but he will verify whether this one is entirely public domain or also SAPS, because there were certain devolved functions which SAPS took and then they pushed. In other words, I don't know whether I can also make an example in terms of at one stage in education, you had a WEC component because they said we want to do it ourselves. SAPS did the same. So it's just to verify which one it is, and then we'll come back and find out.
The construction of a magistrate, I've looked through it, not easy. But at some stage, I'm not sure.
There are finer details around the magistrate cost which you they must be.
And Gauteng is only Johannesburg and other places, but the one in the East Rand, in Ekurhuleni, that is the one that I'm referring to, which was actually in the pipeline.
We'll check that. We'll see properly. Increases the budget program.
Even though in our budget we have real increases in terms of rand value, we have also been affected by what the Minister of Finance referred to as efficiency savings. So even though we have got rand value real increases, we have actually taken a decrease in as far as the growth that was intended is concerned, especially in program one, which is the administration program. What Treasury did was to say there will be this amount that each department will have to live without that was intended in the previous MTF period. Mm-hmm. And we were required to go back and identify efficiency savings that we can institute. So much as the rand value has increased, but the rate at which it has increased has actually dropped, so we have to make do with less than what we would otherwise have had at our disposal had those efficiency savings not been identified by Treasury. And to that extent, the department has identified things like travel and subsistence, where data planning can assist us to arrest the account on travel and subsistence. I know that our IS section is looking at things like video conferencing to avoid traveling to one venue at meetings and teleconferencing and so on. So indeed, we have also been affected like other departments.
In simple terms, we might present to this committee, but seated in our office. There are a number of questions that are EPWP linked, and Bongani is going to try and resolve those. The dropping out, the intention on learnership, the NYS and EPWP in terms of recruitment, and the
well, sir, on the dropping of the standard, very difficult to comment unless you know the specific number. In the Mpompo, I mean, was built quite good roads, but the problem there is that the roads that are built by the Mpompo Department of Roads, the roads that are built through that. Some are built by road agency, but the road that department is actually built on its own. So it really depends. I mean, any road depends on the quality of management provided the technique, you know, that they call. So unless we know the specific road that are referring to. I can assure you, the Pompo at one point was actually leading in terms of road construction and that's been quite well. So we can help if we get the details of that. In terms of the EPWP NYS, there shouldn't be any confusion. I don't know the nature of the confusion. I don't know, maybe it's the money from the fact that NIF within Upwell coordinated by the EPWT, the Information Network. But in terms of the structure of the program, it's different. MIF is clear, it's targeting youth. I think the training program is quite different from the general EPWT. Although we regard it as a component of the EPWT, we're also targeting the unemployed as well. But specifically young people. So I don't know the nature of the conclusion. Again, we may have to look at what is happening in Now we might have to look at what is happening there. In First Northwest, they just launched their NYS. The last launch in my province, other provinces launched last year. So we might have to look at exactly what is going on there and see how we can assist. But in terms of the dropout, again, it varies from area to area. Some of the dropouts, are as a result of the conflict development that people have been absorbed into the formal economy. So they leave the program, for good reasons. We take it as a plus to the program. But in some areas, people drop out for various reasons. Teenage pregnancy or so forth, some antisocial, behavior that will speak, in some of that. But if you look at the country as a whole, the rate of dropout is not that high. It hasn't been high at all. With the graduation ceremony that we had in Lompate, in fact, it was quite clear there. That the rate of proposal is quite minimal. So again here, we would have to look at the perspective. I don't know which area it lies, but we have to look at it in terms of what we're going to do. What we've been trying to do now is to align the training program and the time when people have to go outside. Well, that has also been a source of frustration. Because people will complete the program and wait because the projects are lagging behind. So we're trying to, with the operations, because there's an implementation problem in terms of the implementation. So we're trying to make sure that training is aligned to try to work with people outside. But again, we have now included other training interventions so that we don't allow people to have a pivot where a pivot of inactivity. We've included computer courses, we're now including driver license as well. So that if projects are not ready, people can be diverted, into other meaningful training programs. So without knowing the specific it's going to be difficult. I would give general comments but difficult without knowing where the problem is. But we can investigate if we get the information where the problem is located.
Well, maybe like you pointed out, I think you are quite correct. I was not speaking to a national, but I referred to areas that we have gone to, either as a committee or as the NGOC. And if I have to speak to those provinces, we went to the Northwest, it's one of those provinces. And the Northern Cape is one of those zones. Northwest, again, just part of your Daoum and so on, it was also one of the problems we picked up there. In Gauteng as well, when we were there in the Bougain, that was also one of the key problems that was raised by young people. That waiting period, that is the main thing. Because once they completed the 6 month training, they say they have to wait for another year before they get deployed. And in that process, when others, of course, are in public meetings, it's exaggerated. Other areas, of course, yes, you can argue that it's exaggerated. But that vacuum, that waiting period also, they argue to say that it's an instrument of demobilization.
Yeah.
And then they will then have that problem. And even in the Northwest, in what is the beauty is that even the deputy minister was present when I led that delegation to meet with the young people. And they raised the thing. Well, he tried also to explain, and we could see also the area was confusing. And I think it is important that we need to improve, like you say. It's an area that might not be a negative thing, but it's an unintended something that needs to be looked at. Of course, together with problems.
Okay. Is there any other thing that I just concluding remarks? In abstract terms, members of the committee can go back to a start plan of last year. If I'm not mistaken, the pages of that document, we also use the same font size. If I'm not mistaken, it totaled about 120 pages. This one is quite elaborate. Not only did we go out to actually pin down each unit to say this is what you will be doing by such and such a time and so. It's just to say we don't want to come back next year and say to the committee this is what we promised last year. It's just that the finer details are in this document. Here we just scratched on the surface. But most of your concerns which you raised last year, all of them are actually contained in the document. And with those final words, now
Imagine
you moving and then the next thing when we debate they ask to move the difference.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I did raise the question of DEE, how it's been monitored. But I'm interested furthermore in that which was not responded. How do they intervene in the municipal infrastructural grant as well as the provincial infrastructural grant where it's necessary as the national? How do they intervene the public? Because it also entails the EPWP. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, it's not a question, it's I want an additional information when the issue was responding on the missing property. He indicated that the minister said blah blah blah, but if that information is already available in the department, can you get it?
Chair, what I meant is that the missing property is a known fact by government. That there are certain properties that might have been taken by a number of individuals purely because they were aware that there was no monitoring tool or otherwise. Mm. But over and above that, and we're going to try and find those properties as public. But over and above that, the minister also said there are certain individuals in occupation of government assets, and they want to improve those, they wanted to do everything. They need them for 10, 15 years. We're asking them to come forward so that we can do a process of regularization, whether they qualify or they don't qualify. That's the amnesty call. The DE part, my apologies, Chair, we did not respond to that one, and Chapello will take a bite on it.
Thank you, Chair. How we award contracts to entities, be they BEE or not, is that we perform a risk assessment. We first of all do business with entities that are registered with the CIDC. Now that is the first level of risk assessment that is being done by the CIDC, because for an entity, whether it be or otherwise, to be registered in a particular category of the CIDB, there's a criteria that they need to meet. So they are appointed on the basis of a risk assessment that is done first level by the CIDB trading, second level by what we do in the department to look at how they propose to deliver the project. So we don't necessarily give them support on the grounds that they are DEE. Because the reality is that there are very many DEE entities who are quite capable of delivering the project on the basis of the agreement without necessarily saying there is developmental type of support. But over and above that, there are programs within the department that are meant to specifically support contractors that are on site. Where the such programs are not implemented, where it's a straightforward business engagement between Public Works and a contractor, and if there are problems with the delivery of that contract, there are normal penalties that then accrue to that specific contract. In as far as how we intervene in MIG and PIG, I'll speak specifically on the PIG. What happens is that in each province, there is the IT program that was developed by Public Works, DBSA, CIDB, and the National Treasury. And each department that has got delivery in infrastructure has got technical assistance that comes from the IT program. In collaboration with the provincial department of public works, say an education department would have a technical assistant who is a technical person from built environment who's assisting them with the delivery of their infrastructure program. And this is funds that come from the provincial infrastructure grant as well. I'm not going to comment really on the municipality side, but on the provinces, that is the extent to which the provincial department of public works are involved.
Mr. President, I'm allowed to do so. In addition to what the acting CFO has indicated, it's also very important that to highlight that the cornerstone of our awards of particular capital work for maintenance projects in support of BE is also based on the application of the CFA, as in your point of 90-10 or 80-20. But there's also another condition, that is the condition of tender, which was actually incorporated in the tender document, which is your contract consultation goals, whereby you force the three contractors to subcontract a major contractor who are also registered through CIDB. In the event that, for an example, you need to award a tender to a grade 8 contractor, or you're going to be advertising a tender that requires a grade 8 technical registration, to make it a point that you ensure that the contract consultation goals in terms of subcontracting contractors who will be able to actually get skills of a level of training of a border processing of the program in a BE perspective. Then the question that our member raised in terms of monitoring, yes indeed we have a monitoring mechanism because that information is available. Thank you.
Captain, then if I had like that now in relation to 2010, now does it also encapsulate the stadium?
Let's not confuse on the issue.
Okay.
There is somewhere where that can be made within the final report. There is somewhere around.
I'll test you if you give me that
it's
page.
It's not in line with.
Okay.
The issue that have been responding to the EU participation and development. I think we've done pretty well. And one must really thank the department of reporting, because it really has especially this information, because it also assists us to the MCOP in particular to zoom into your problem and look at what are the issues that the public works undertaking must produce. What is the progress for, whether it be during constituency periods or whatsoever, you got information in the bio-year, you get it to a project and say, according to this information, there is so much amount of money, because what I couldn't understand is this category GEC that I see here, the coding and stuff. You already know that this project is worth how much. And what is expected of that. Maybe one last issue, which I think is a matter that we can raise
because it's a policy matter. That we can come up with a proposal. This is something that works very well for the Department of Housing. Unfortunately, the trust also housing also reports is the call for Korea. Housing was fighting for that moratorium by provinces and policies and all that, was able to assist the department to identify strategic lands of housing. Now, this would it be out of order if it proposed a moratorium on the sale of state assets that have been identified?
I come from Houston. I am the author of the document that puts home on the sale of land, especially asking municipalities to not to sell land. And that's precisely what we're doing. You see, the disposal of state asset policy, in it, it's got questions that it asks. Which property, why, and by when. What it seeks to do is to force the department to put out a policy to say for a particular property to be disposed of. This is the qualification criteria. And in such instances, we do not foresee either the community or any other department opposing a move by public works to dispose of that property, because it shall have been qualified as of no use whatsoever, either now or in future, to government, and therefore it can be disposed of. But the minute in that criteria there is some element of that property having some element of very air to government, it will not be disposed of. So that policy was very clear. So in essence, it is saying government is no longer going to do away with its property, and at a later stage, and I'll give you an example. In the past, if you were connected to some person in government, you would go and ask to buy a property owned by the state. And in your motivation, you are saying you are an entrepreneur and you are buying that property. And what do? You then refurbish it, and then go back to a department and say, please put a department in that property. So in other words, why did we then dispose of a property only to find that it's used? But we could have either contracted that there's what we call the facilities management or any other form that we could have entered. So that's what this disposal policy will clearly outline.
Yeah, please continue.
Yeah. So I'm just saying we're going to try and do our best to do that. However, there will be other requests that may come from cabinet, from FLASTA, from anybody saying that property, although ideal for government programs, it would be better suited if it is in the economic path to do certain things, but it will be done in the most transparent way. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much. It will assist to stop some of these things. Yeah, but in the process, it will unfold. No, thank you very much, We are still going to debate in the house. Our building will be having its own views there. And otherwise, in the committee, we will agree. When we get there, I don't know what happens to them. But it's fine.